Hello, everyone. It's me, Scott. All right. I don't know exactly what I'm doing right now. This is actually just a test, but if it's actually entertaining enough, maybe I'll see about releasing it as an actual podcast. First, about me, I'm Scott. I live in Green Bay. I'm an improvisational comedian, sometimes a stand-up comedian, sometimes I play video games, and not a comedian at those times, because I'm just playing for fun. Basically, what I'm doing right now, well, here's the problem I have with myself. I always jump into things, and I get too excited about doing projects, and I never come to fruition with the projects, because I always get overwhelmed for trying too many new things. This is a case in point. Right now, I am working on, and as of right now, I'm recording this. I have two podcasts that I have just a few episodes of right now. And if I actually do release this as an actual podcast, well, this would be a nice introduction, but I'll probably release it as the We Deliver podcast. What that podcast is, Scott, I have some friends or whoever is around, and we order food, and then as we're waiting for the food to get here, whether it be pizza or sandwiches or Chinese or whatever, then we just have a conversation while we wait for the food to come. And we don't know how long that's going to be, because the pizza or the delivery person could just take 5 minutes, or they could take 7 hours. So we're never ready for the conversations to be over at any time. So I usually jump in with some topics that are randomly picked, with questions that I had written. I don't even remember the questions or when I wrote them. So then we just have a fun little conversation. And then the other podcast I have... is called Scott Ringer Podcast. This is a live show that I do in front of live people on not a live stage, but a hardwood stage. But we, me, John Egan, and Mike Esterkhan, who are also, John Egan is a co-improviser with me, and also he takes me on his shows. He goes around the state and does stand-up comedy, and once in a while, I get to be his opener. So that's fun. And then also Mike Esterkhan, who also on the Scott Ringer podcast show, he is actually my manager, at the comedy troupe in here in Green Bay, or in De Pere, if you're really picky, or from Comedy City in De Pere, Wisconsin, in the Green Room Lounge. Check it out. Yes. Shameless plug. But he's my manager there. So, I've been in the troupe for about 6 years now. So, and I've known them for about 6 years, and we just go on stage and have some fun, have conversations, get a little silly, as John would say, but, we just have a good time. Now, like I said, as I'm recording this now, We Deliver has two episodes recorded, and, Scott Ringer Podcast has two episodes recorded, but it should be three, mainly because my computer right now, the touchpad is way too touchy, and when I was recording this last episode, episode three, I was recording it, and as my finger was hovering over the discard button heading to the record button, the computer's like, you know what, I like that. Even though your finger has never left the touchpad, I'm going to pretend you clicked down. So then it just threw it away. It was such a good episode. It was so fun. But what I'm trying to do right now is, since that was the only recording, I had my laptop and one microphone between us, amongst us three people. That was the whole show, and there's no backup microphone. There's no whatever computer words you needed me to use. And I'm not good with computers. I used to be somewhat decent with computers. I can figure out ways around like software, but I'm no hacker to quell any imaginations out there. I suck at computers, but I know how to use them a little more than some people. I'm like the high end of average, as it were. So there's no free programs that I can use to record these that will give me two microphones that I can try. But I'm like, you know what? I'm resourceful. I have two laptops at home. One is I bought this year, and one I bought when I was in college. So it's about 7 years old. That's slow as hell. But I'm gonna try recording on one microphone on each computer. That way, in case I fuck up again and don't save the file, I have the file on one computer or the other. It'll just be a little quiet for the other people. But who knows? Maybe I'll toss a third microphone in the middle, and my little Zoom that I do for audio recording. I'll try tossing that middle, and worst case scenario, that will be the one file I get. But you know, I'm trying, still working through my kinks. But yeah, that's what I've been doing. And the reason why I was saying this one might be a We Deliver podcast is because the Scott Runinger podcast, Scott Runinger podcast in English, as opposed to me just blabbering out with my mouth, that is recorded, like I said, live in front of people once a month at the Green Room Lounge. It might change. I'll have to see because it's been right now it's the middle of September and the next episode is later on this week. But the last episode we recorded was the beginning of August and it feels like it's been way too long since I recorded an episode. So maybe I might switch it to every 3 weeks or every 2 weeks. I'm not sure yet. But yeah, that podcast is going to quickly overturn the We Deliver podcast, which I've recorded two episodes in about a year. The first episode was with Nick Corston and Jason, my brother. Jason's my brother, and Nick Corston is our friend from Comedy City. He also was our roommate for about a year and a half. And he doesn't live here right now. And that we recorded when he lived here. So I have to go back and listen to the episode because I don't know how much he might reference that we're living. I don't know. Maybe we'll do a thing at the beginning, record an intro. But yeah. And then the other one was Gabby before she went off to college, our friend Gabby Van Denhoven, who is also from Comedy City. And the problem is, we order food. We order food. I might be kicking the table and messing things up, but we order the food and then we talk and wait for the food to get here. But as you know, when you order food, it's not going to be like, hey, here you go. You ordered a low calorie chicken wrap and a very fresh apple, which is why usually you get salt covered Chinese food or salt and fat injected pizza or a sandwich. I don't know. There's probably lots of salt in those. Too much sodium. And right now, I'm in the middle of a fierce battle with my self-control and my weight. I was gonna say overweight most of my life, but I can say fat. I've been fat. Pretty much all my life, except for when. No. When I was a baby, I was born at 10 pounds, so I was still a pretty chubby baby. Oh wow, that sounded weird. Chubby baby. So I decided, and from I decided by myself and with the gentle and fierce nudging of my doctor saying, "You weigh too much. Do you want to die?" And I'm like, "No, not yet. I haven't beaten all my video games yet, so I'll live for a little while yet." So I need to lose poundage off my stomach area, which is why I'm on a diet. So the episodes of Scott of We Deliver might be severely lacking since I'm trying to eat healthier, and I don't know if I want to order a whole pizza just to look at it and maybe eat a piece when I'm used to mowing down a whole thing myself. So that's gonna be up for debate. So maybe if there's any loose episodes in there, the We Deliver will be it's a you know what? It's a metaphor. It's Or is it a metaphor or a simile? I was an English major for about a semester, so I can't remember. But I'll just say, yeah, I'll say it's a metaphor because we deliver is it doesn't have to be them delivering food to us, but me delivering a podcast to your ear holes. That's it. That's a good thing. That's a metaphor for you. Or simply, I don't give a shit. Just fucking look it up and pretend I said the correct one. I don't know. I don't want to look it up right now. I'm lazy. But yeah, that's like I said, so whenever I'm recording anything, just for the fun ones, because the Scott Ranger podcast is going to be a live thing no matter what. So yeah, this will be food once in a while. It's who knows? We're comedians, we're artists, we're improvisers. We're ready to just change and go with the flow however it needs to be. And speaking of going with the flow, I can't believe I've been talking to myself, or to you, I mean to me, to you, my lovely listeners, for 10 minutes. Maybe I'll edit down any stupid pauses or anything. We'll see. I'm shitty with editing audio as well. I'm really good at advertising all my flaws too. I'm really good at that. But yeah, I'm not much. See, this is one of the reasons why I want to do these podcasts as well. Because in the episodes of Scott Ranger podcast, we do it live in front of a audience at our comedy club, and I like telling stories. I like sharing. I like talking, as most people do. But I'm an introvert, so I don't like talking to a lot of people. The big groups scare me. I'm very antisocial. One of her friends emailed and say, "Hey, come on, we're gonna go to the bar and have wings," or "Hey, we're gonna go see a movie," or "Hey, come to our house, we're having a board game night," or "Come to the club and we're just gonna have drinks tonight and hang out." If I have any inclination that there's gonna be a large group of people, I just don't go. If it's, "Hey, I want to see a movie, anyone want to come?" And I say, "Maybe, who's all going?" "Just me." I'm like, "I do want to see the movie and no one else is going, I'll go." Even though these are all my friends, I still get like really creeped out by the idea of being in a large group of people, because I don't know, I being a performer and being on stage, it's very strange to not want attention drawn to you. And I don't know what the issue is. I think it might, I don't know what that is. But anyways, with the Scott Ranger podcast, it's me trying to force myself out there, saying things, and talking in front of groups of people, where people do have to stare at me because I'm one third of the show. Because John and Mike are great at just responding to me and adding little anecdotes and stories and just fun quips and quivers and bows and arrows and stuff. But there's one part of the show that we talk about whatever topic I bring up right away, and the first couple episodes it's been very sloppy, but I'm working on that too. Like I said, improvising, if one thing doesn't work, try the next one. Trial and error, very, very big in the comedy arenas. If one thing doesn't work, you obviously have to either rework it or because if you keep trying it, it keeps failing. You're not gonna be doing a good job of being an entertainer if you know you're gonna keep trying to do something that doesn't work. But yeah, I've been working on that. But then there's a second section of the show where we sort of tell secrets. Myself, John, and Michael show up with something we really don't tell anyone much about. Mainly because then it's more of a weight off our chest saying, "Hey, this is what I think. And this is what I've done, or this is my experience that no one really knows about," because it's a way of sharing in my mind that we can all share stuff and become closer, and that way the audience becomes closer to us, and vice versa, and we become closer to them. Because it's really cool having that personal touch per show that some people, it's like they could hear the podcast after the fact and be like, "Oh wow, he never did that? That's weird." But being there firsthand and hearing us say that and have reactions, and we all react to each other, it's really cool. Because like I said, I'm very a very sheltered person in my mind. I'm always worried about what people are thinking. I'm always worried about what people will do or say or see or what I might do. Even though I shouldn't, I guess that's what my friends and stuff say. I shouldn't, but it's hard. It's hard to break that habit when you grew up, like I said, a chubby baby, and go that just sounds funny to me, chubby baby. But growing up and then going through school and a whole, only having a few friends, but it was great because I had a few friends, but they were like good friends, And I'm really excited that they're still part of my life. You can't shake friendship away that good. That good, that pure, that serene. And actually, my friend Justin is actually getting married in Jamaica in February. I'm gonna be his best man, so that's nice. And then when Matt got married 6 or 7, I don't know how many years ago. I'm sorry, guys. They might not listen to this. I don't know. Many years ago, I was not. They had a small ceremony. It was really nice. Family and friends, a very small group of people, maybe 60. I'm not sure. I don't even know if that was that many. But in Matt's parents' backyard, very nice, very very nice small ceremony. But they didn't have like bridesmaids or anything big and special, because they wanted it small and intimate. So I was the male witness to sign the marriage certificate, or however that works. So I in a sense, I guess I kind of was the best man, but not really. But in my mind, I'll pretend, yeah, I was. Where was I going with this? Oh, but yeah. So growing up, I mean, I had a few good friends, but other than that, I was overweight and awkward, and I'm still both of those. But I'm learning how to handle it, I guess. A lot of the dumb stuff that kids did in high school, I'm looking back, I'm like, they might not have been completely bullying me or teasing me. They might have just been joking around, and I just took it at that because they weren't my friends. Because my friends would joke around, and we were high schoolers, and just dumb drama shit would happen no matter what. But the other kids, I took it at face value at like what they said, and I'm like, that's not fun. So I mean, I grew up thinking all these bad things about myself, and now I'm using these podcasts to try to crack that shell. The Scott Ridge podcast as a sharing, and like, hey, I guess we're not all that different. But it turns out I do think very different from a lot of people. But then also the We Deliver podcast is more about, I guess, sharing too, but in a different way. Because like I said, I get topics, and I ask questions, and I get to hear stories and share stories with each other. Things that we might not even think about, because when you're friends for like 3 years or 4 years, you don't say, "So, as a kid, where did you grow up? What? Tell me some stories about this." Or wow, when did you decide that is your favorite sandwich shop? I don't know. So I mean, that's a fun little thing to do. I was about to start talking about video games, but then I realized no one else really cares. They might care, but I mean, me talking and just saying my thoughts, that's boring. Unless I'm not giving reviews, and I'm not a big fancy YouTube star like some people I know. That's not a cut on the people I know that are YouTube stars. That's congratulations for them. One of my friends, Jared from Comedy City that I used to perform with. And I always feel bad saying friend. And I know that I'm stupid for doing this, because I was in the comedy troupe with him for about a year and a half before he ended up moving down to Texas. He moved on to Texas to work for a video game website, and then ended up getting so big from his video reviews that he ended up just doing that for his full-time job. And so now he just plays video games, makes reviews for them, and gets paid for it. So that's pretty awesome. But I feel, like I said myself, I'm a very closed, shut-in person, not really share much. And I guess he sort of is like that as well. I mean, he's a great guy, don't get me wrong. But now I'm at the point where if I try to message him on Twitter, or post on his Facebook wall or whatever, the kid has thousands and thousands of followers. I mean, he yeah, it's pretty silly that my friend Greg and I are always talking about, like, oh man, he responded to us, and we're all excited, but we knew him like years before. And it's yeah, he has 19.5 thousand followers on Twitter. That is crazy. That's amazing. He's good at what he does. He makes awesome videos. He's really funny. He's one of the funniest guys that was in the troupe that I got to play with on stage and do actual plays with him too. That was fun. We did a back years ago our comedy troupe. We also had a play theater a theater spelt R-E or is it E-R? I think it was R-E. Whatever the theater. I did quite a few shows with him. PDA, some 1X, something else, I'm sure. Yeah, so good times, good fun stuff. But that's something I kind of always wanted to get into, just playing video games and recording it and stuff like that. I mean, maybe once I see if this podcast stuff actually gets off the ground, we'll take a dabble. I just got to get the main reason why I bought this laptop was to stream and capture while playing video games. I'm not a great video game player. I mean, I'm compared to all my friends, I'm really good. But if you look at my friends that play video games, I'm average. So, I mean, if you take the average of all my friends, I'm really good at video games. I'm the top, probably top 10%. But if you take all my friends that play video games, I'm probably in the top 50% of those guys. So, not a lot of friends play video games. And the ones that do, they play good ones or some that just play sports games. So it's really hard to make up fake facts and stats. But yeah. Oh, I guess I could talk about other stuff about myself. I don't know. I have a website. If you're hearing this, you might know it because once I'm done with all my podcast stuff, I'm gonna post stuff like this on my website. It's and then also on iTunes. So I most likely you're probably gonna find me through my website until it becomes super popular and then get at least 5 subscribers for my podcast. It's gonna be cool, guys. You'll see. It's gonna be great. But in case you guys didn't know, I have a website called scottdoesstuff.com, and on that website you'll find podcasts like this one. We deliver it, and then also Scott Ringer podcast, and also with a bunch of guys from the troupe, from the comedy troupe that I know. We got together and we made a production company, and I say that in the loosest terms possible. We make videos, and then sometimes we'll make some commercials, and sometimes people pay us. But other than that, we make some funny skits. We do little series about annoying roommates. We do funny low budget parodies of famous trailers that are coming out. We've done Avengers, and that one went viral, as you internet people would say. It went viral and it made over 1 million hits. We saw $0 off that because we might have used music or imagery that was copyrighted, so we didn't get to make any ad revenue on that. But yeah, we have a little thing called the Game Underthinker that we do. We have a little video called Russian Roulette, in case you didn't know. That's one of our second biggest videos. Checkers and all sorts of fun little things. So I'll be posting those on my website. Also, I do another show at Comedy City that Mike, part of Scott Rich podcast, that he thought of. That I don't know if it helps or hurts that I'm doing that show, because, like I said, I'm a very awkwardly social person and socially awkward at the same time. So he does a show called Scott Does Stuff, which is where I got the name for the website, because the website's going to be all the stuff that I do, all the videos and podcasts and whatever else shows I do. We'll be posting on there. But he does a show called Scott Does Your Podcast. Scott Does Stuff, where he is entertained. He's very easily entertained, but sometimes very difficult to entertain. So his idea of entertainment is watching me struggle through doing a normal task. Because, like I said, I don't do well when everyone's just staring at me. So I try to rush through stuff, and like the first one, I made an omelet. That's how simple the thing was, and I slaughtered it because I was too much of in a hurry and trying to please the audience, and just made a sloppy, sloppy mess. Other ones, but I have those recorded. So one of them, he made me go on 10 speed dates because he knows how awkward I am with girls. He made me do balloon animals. He made me give Gabby, who is in the second episode of We Deliver, so maybe the third episode. I don't know if this is the first one. She's in the third one, which is technically the second one when I was recording it. Mike made me give her a makeover with makeup, and all these fun little contraptions. I had no idea what they did because they're parts of brushes, and you attach them to other things, and hot iron things that you plug in, and just wait till they get boiling hot, and then you put it in your head for a while and do things with your hair. I don't understand that because I'm a guy and I have short hair usually most of the time, and if I don't have short hair, wit, because I don't do that. No. So yeah, check. So once I get those up on the website, you should check those out and definitely watch those. But if you're hearing this, then you either know about them or they'll be up for a while. So go check them out. I might even put links of old shows or old videos I did in the past up on the website. We'll see. Right now, it's right now as of September 16th, the site isn't up, and I don't know how long this is going to give you an idea, because this will probably be the first podcast, if I do release this, this will be the first podcast that I'll probably release. So you know, this is September 16th when I'm recording this, and so let's see how long it takes me to stumble through a website and RSS feeds and all that fun stuff with iTunes, because it took me 3 weeks to finally get the idea to try this out and make sure and test this and see if it works, because like I said, the next episode is this Thursday in 3 days, which reminds me, I have to set up a Facebook invite thing. So yeah, I'm waiting till the last goddamn minute on that to even test to see if this works, and if it doesn't, then I'll have to figure something out in the next 3 days, how to make sure that I don't screw anything else up. And don't mind my noises I'm making. I'm just trying to find my iPod that I have to plug in. I have all my theme song stuff on that, so I don't lose that. So it's at least charged for the show on Thursday, because I don't ever use it. Oh, anyways, yeah. Oh, God, I've also I have the worst memory sometimes. I have really good like long-term memory, but in a conversation, I want to go. Like, I should make a little map and show and like somehow mark it. Like, at this point I'm talking, and then I want to go off this direction, but I want to finish talking about this, and then I want to go in seven different directions by the time I get done with my sentence, and then I finish my thought, and then I go back to whatever else I was talking about. But yeah, when Jared was down in Texas, the reason why I want to get into podcasts, turned on. I wanted to get into podcasts because they're really fun to listen to. But Jared was on one at Screwtech called Side Scrollers, and I loved listening to that a lot. And then so I would like be working late nights, so just like crank them up at work and just listen and laugh and stuff. And actually, John Egan, he used to have a podcast before that. Well, not before that other podcast, but before I started listening to podcasts a lot. Called John Egan Podcast, Crick Egan Podcast. What is it, John? Oh, you're not here? Okay. I was gonna try to do a John Egan impression, and it came out as Andrew Dice Clay. But yeah, he did a podcast. I can't remember what it was. Crick Egan Podcast. I think it was a Crick Egan Podcast, or yeah, probably that. If not, if he listens to this and corrects me, then I'll give him a quarter. But yeah, I was a guest on that show. I was probably there about 33% of the time. It was a lot of fun. I loved it. I just loved. I was when I was a kid, when I was a kid in like middle school and high school, I wanted to be a radio DJ, and then I realized that I don't really care for my voice. And I also realized that you get paid shit for that because you work like 6 hour days, and everyone wants to be a radio DJ. But and I'm glad I didn't get into it because by now, I would have either failed horribly, and still be living in my parents' basement, or I would be replaced by an automated service, which most of radio stations are doing now, unless you're like the morning show or partially the afternoon shows. But so yeah, I always liked the idea of talking. I always liked that mysteriousness of talking to a microphone and then not seeing anybody and then not having them respond to me, but like just talking to a microphone and everyone listens. Like I don't not everyone, that's not I'm not conceited like that. I'm just saying the idea of I don't know. I think maybe that's what it is. I like talking to microphones to for people to listen to later on or whatever, because I always wanted to be a musician in a way, but I couldn't play music at all. I wasn't very good at that. I wasn't very musically talented. I have no rhythm. But I liked writing songs. And I always liked that idea of just thinking, "Hey, this is what we're doing." But actually, my friend Matt and I, we made a band in high school, and it consisted of Matt and I, and I would write the lyrics to the song, which is basically just elongated poems with repeating choruses, which is a song, Scott, settle down. But he was a musically talented one, so we would go to his parents' house and just sit on his bedroom floor. As he was like, "All right, do you want to do a song?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Pick a song." I'm like, "I want to do this one." "All right, what do you want it to sound like?" I'm like, kind of eerie and spooky, but angry." "Okay." So he'd play a few licks in the guitar. No, I'd say, "Don't like it. Do something, make it a little faster or slower." And then he would just do that until I was like, "All right, that's good." So he'd hook his computer up to his guitar, like through a cord or whatever, and just play the bars and record it and then just loop it. And then he would pull his bass out and play the bass to what would go along. I didn't know music, so I'm like, "Oh, whatever sounds good. Yeah, that's good. That's cool. Cool. Great. Yeah, do that." But then he didn't, well, I don't know if he ever played drums, but I mean, he played a lot of instruments, like saxophone, I think, guitar, bass, probably something else. I don't know. I wasn't part of music with him. But then he would just play, he had like a drum machine on his computer and just put the drum beats in. And then I would just sing, and I put that in quotes, I would sing or talk rap my lyrics. And I don't have a good singing voice whatsoever, and I have a CD that we burned five songs on, and I just buried that thing. It's hidden. I have it in, actually it's in my car right now. I'm not listening to it. I haven't listened to it. It's on a spindle of like all these burned CDs, and I'm afraid of listening to it to see how bad it was. But I wrote all those songs in high school, just trying to be hip and cool, and just like, "Yeah, the government, this is bad," or like, "Oh, ghosts are real and they're gonna kill us all. It's like demonic souls," or, "This is a breakup song." And I really didn't have like any girlfriends back then, so writing a breakup song based on a relationship I didn't have, but just based on everything else that I've heard in TV shows and movies and other songs and poems and stuff, and I just guessed to how bad it would feel. And boy, I'm not gonna lie, I was a high school. It was pretty realistic in the sense that I was overly dramatic in high school, but it's still, it was pretty close enough, I guess. And then I would just do some weird fucked up ones. Because I used to, yeah. But yeah, that's so I always kind of hope that, you know, someday I'd be in shining lights, I'm like, yeah. And hopefully by then I would learn how to play guitar so I could at least do the guitar parts or the bass parts and and we'd do live shows. Ah, God, I had such a stupid mind back then. It was great. It was so fun being young and realizing that your aspirations don't need to happen. Now they do have to happen, so you have a paycheck, which is why I have a job, a real job. Not. I mean, not saying that comedians don't have real jobs. I would fucking love to be a comedian. I would love to be famous, but to a famous extent. I would like to be famous so I could get enough money, but not like I wouldn't want to be Dane Cook famous, because I would probably want to shoot myself with old people like, "Yeah, I love you so much." And I only want my hardcore fans to recognize me. That's all I'd really want, I guess. But what I meant by a real job, I mean, I just have like a desk job. I mean, it's fine, pays the bills. That's what I do. But yeah, that's yeah. I guess other than going into other deeper stuff, I can't really think of what else to talk about. But we're about at that time, so if you hear this and you want to follow me on Twitter, sometimes I say things that could be construed as entertaining, or just whiny or whatever. My Twitter name, and I have to actually literally pull my phone out. Because I can never remember if I have anything. It's I at oh Jesus Christ, can't talk. It's at Ionic underscore Grizzly. So at Ionic the underscore symbol Grizzly. Ionic underscore Grizzly. That's my Twitter handle in case you want to follow me on that. Don't have anything else. Oh, Scott does stuff. Dot com is my website. So, yeah, guys, girls, men and women, and little baby children that want to listen to this, you guys won't understand half this stuff. I don't understand half this stuff, but that's what I do to get by. I just make shit up. So, I guess the theme song music will kick in a few seconds, and yeah, thanks for listening.